Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us today. Things heating up here in Southern California. What's going to be a warm day? Coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll talk about three different couples involved in a scandal at an L.A. area fertility clinic with the implementation of embryos that didn't belong to the couple where the mother ended up giving birth. We'll talk about the legal ramifications as well as what degree of oversight there is for fertility clinics doing in vitro fertilization and implantation. That's coming up a little bit later. But first, as you just heard on NPR News, President Trump is expected later today to announce executive action that would include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census. The president tweeted this morning that he planned the announcement at a news conference after a White House social media summit. Joining us to talk about what we know about the expected announcement, White House correspondent and associate editor of Politico, Anita Kumar. Anita, good to have you with us this morning. First of all, do we know much more about the details than what the president tweeted?
We don't know a lot about how he will do this, and people are really looking to see that language on how he would do this executive action, because you can bet that they will take it to court immediately. But he hasn't indicated, and we're still waiting for some of that language.
Now, what sort of latitude does the president have after the Supreme Court decision of a couple of weeks ago, which seemed at least temporarily to close the door on the question?
Well, so the Supreme Court said that they left the door open for him to try to do this. What they said was the reason that he gave, or that the administration gave, wasn't a good reason. I think they used the word contrived. They thought it was sort of a made up reason just to get this on there. So what we're waiting to see is sort of what the new rationale is. What will they say? Why will they say they need to do this?
And then this would open up the door, presumably, for a legal challenge to the stated justification for the executive order, or whether the president even has the right to do that. What would be the course of challenging it? Where would advocates go?
Well, it's a really good question. The answer is we're not positive, and here's why. There already are lawsuits pending in different places, including Maryland and San Francisco and New York, about this issue in the first place. There were other lawsuits, not just the one that made it to the Supreme Court. So those in those places, particularly in Maryland, they're doing discovery, trying to find out some more information about why the administration wanted this. So presumably it would go to a lower court and then make it up to the Supreme Court. But the administration has indicated it might go straight back to the Supreme Court and ask for sort of a clarification on what they're doing. So we're not sure which path they'll take, but it's pretty obvious that some of these people that are opposed to this question being on there would say no, they're not, they shouldn't be able to take it straight to the Supreme Court. Obviously, the reason the administration wants to do that is they want to be very quick about this. They don't want to have it go through all the court system before it gets to the Supreme Court.
We're talking with Politico's Anita Kumar, who's White House correspondent and associate editor for the Politico publication. We're talking about the expected announcement from President Trump later today that he's taking executive action requiring a citizenship question be asked on the 2020 census. Anita, where is the census at in terms of its creation and its rollout to Americans to be filled out?
The administration has told the court that they needed this case expedited, the one that went to the Supreme Court, because they had a June deadline for starting the paperwork, starting to print the questionnaires for people, Americans, to get next year. So, there's a little confusion here. If they're saying the deadline has already passed, how can they go ahead and implement that? And a judge might say to them, well, how can you do this now? They have started printing those questionnaires already. They said they went ahead and did that, and there is no question on citizenship on there right now.
All right. Anita, anything to add before we let you go about how D.C. is responding to this, or what we're hearing in the past couple of hours from advocacy groups?
Sure. I mean, we're hearing a lot from Democrats and critics, advocacy groups who say that this is going to create a constitutional crisis, that he doesn't have the authority to do this, and as you would expect, that they will immediately get ready to challenge this in court.
All right, Anita, thanks so much. Good to talk with you. We appreciate it.
Sure, thanks so much.
Anita Kumar, White House correspondent, associate editor of Politico. She covers the Trump presidency for Politico as well. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, and you can expect in-depth coverage of the executive action when it's expected to be announced later today. It'll be on All Things Considered with Nick Roman.